Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now. Hi, L.A. How are you today?
How you doing, Angelo?
Well, L.A., I just want... Obviously, this was a weekend to remember, even though we try to forget it. The Phillies have never been swept by a team with that bad a record in the last 50 years. Here's what I want to know. What did you observe? Because you talked at the end about a lack of energy. Tell us what you observed from the Phillies this weekend.
It looked, I hate to say it, but it looked lifeless. It looked listless, like there wasn't energy and not even, you know, getting some going, getting the crowd into it. It was just, you don't see it. And you know, I'm not in the dugout. And so I can only say what, and you know, I can only say what I see, but I'm not down there. I don't know if everybody's, you know, pulling for each other, if they're tacking it up, if they're, you know, they're making an effort. I don't want to say that they're not, because, and I've said this before, and even as a player, when you're not scoring, when you're not playing well, it looks like you have no energy. It looks like you don't care. And I just can't say that they don't care. But to see more energy, I would certainly like to see more energy. I'd like to see more of everything, you know, of hustling play. I think that's the biggest thing when you're struggling and you know, you've lost seven in a row. Miami comes in. Miami's been playing better the last 20 games or so. They've played the fourth best record in the National League, and they've got some good young arms. It scared me when hearing guys talking about after D.C. about coming home. We got the Marlins. We're going home. We can play. We're playing the Marlins. But hey, easy. Wait a minute. You know, it's not like your offense is hitting on all cylinders, and they've got some good young arms.
Well,
and
you're
so
right.
It's like, be a little hesitant with that. It's not like you guys are setting the world on fire right now. You can't make those kind of statements. And I think they kind of set themselves up for that, thinking, well, they got Miami and they're going to come home and everything will be fine. It doesn't happen that way. You have to work your way out of it.
The no hustle issue is a huge one for me, because I saw what happened when Segura didn't do it twice and he was not benched for it. And then the incident on Saturday with Cesar Hernandez. And I played the play-by-play of you and Scott talking about how he thought it would be false, so he didn't run.
Right.
You're seeing more of that than usual this year, aren't you, Larry?
Well, that, and then it's the repetition of it. It's I know Gabe's addressing it. I know he's talking to guys that they'll tell you he talks to them. So, you know, and again, I'm not in the clubhouse, but I get to a point where it's like when is it going to sink in that they can't do it? You know, Cesar, I love him. He's a great kid. But to not run, you assume the ball is going to go foul or whatever, and he stood in the box. I mean, you can't assume that. And then not to slide at second yesterday. Oh. I'm like, wait a minute. It's baffling. The biggest thing is, like, when everything's going blazes and everything's going well and you're scoring eight runs a game and the pitchers are doing great, You can slough off, not that you should, but you can, because you know you're going to overcome that. Right now, we can't overcome anything, so you can't back off. That's when you have to go harder. Did you ever see Chase Utley hit a one-hopper, a bullet right back to the pitcher, and
yep,
not bust it down the line?
Yep.
That's why you saw 44,000 people on their feet for Chase Utley every time he opened his mouth. Every time he said something, it's a standing ovation. They love this guy. For why? Because he's a grinder. He's a get down and dirty, play hard. Every single play, he played hard. I'm not seeing that right now.
All right. Well, Gabe doesn't want to bench anybody. And to me, at some point, you take the playing time away. A fine isn't going to work in this day and age with all the money they make, Larry. Don't you have to bench him at some point?
One of the most embarrassing things I ever saw on a field was Bobby Cox in Atlanta. And I think he's a pretty good manager, or was a pretty good manager. I've heard that. That he took Andrew Jones out of center field. He loafed on a ball in center. And in the middle of the inning with Andrew Jones in center field, he pulled him out of the outfield. What can be more embarrassing than that? I mean, and I'm not, it's not to embarrass a player, but if that's what you have to do to wake him up, then pull him out. That's my opinion. I can't tolerate it happening over and over and not, I want to see the results of some reprimand. I want to see it. I don't want to hear that it was talked to. I want to see something happen at this point, because it just, it can't happen. And you know, Gabe's going to have his players back. So I absolutely agree with that. It's whether you like Gabe or not, if the players are playing for him, if they like him, that's what matters the most. But at the same time, I think they also, for me, I think he would get more respect if he would put his foot down. If he would say, don't bother going back out there to the infield or the outfield. You stay in the dugout here. You had your chance and you didn't. You blew it. So put somebody else out there. Is it gonna hurt you taking a good player out or one of your starters out because he's not hustling? It might hurt you, but I think you're gonna gain more from it. I mean, you just can't keep doing these same things over and expect different results. It's not happening.
You know, in a more general sense, Larry, and I get to talk to Gabe every week. He's a really good guy. He's not a bad guy at all. But nope. I don't like him as a manager. And one of the reasons I have no reason to have faith in him. He was unsuccessful in the minor leagues the 1 year he managed. He had a collapse here last year, and now they're underperforming. Why should a fan have a confidence that he's going to be able to fix it?
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I see your point. I don't know if I have a good answer for it, but the thing I will say is, at what point do, you know, there's always, you know, as long as we played, as long as we've been in the game, in any sport, there's always a scapegoat. You know, they're not playing well, they're going to fire this guy, or they're getting rid of this guy. And it's a scapegoat because you can't fire all the players. But the players have to stand up. And, I mean, they're saying it. But what about somebody in a clubhouse? And, again, I'm not in there, but how can you go through all this, go through what they're going through now, and not have a player stand up and go, time out, players only, let's talk this out. This is BS. We're better than this, and it's garbage that we're not busting our tails, that we're not busting our ass every play and giving these fans a reason to cheer for us. I mean, I don't know how players don't – If they are policing themselves or not, I don't know. But they certainly should be. And I think that, you know, the players have to be responsible. They're the ones doing it. Gabe could be the greatest manager in the world or the worst manager in the world. But the players are the ones going out there. They have to be responsible.
Well, and I want to run this by you, Larry, because I'm really curious as to react to this. No, it's to the best we know, nobody has done that yet. But yesterday, we got kind of the other reaction. Gabe came out after the game and he said one of the things he's going to try to do before the Mets series is roll out the curveball machine. He thought that the curveball machine might help the team to be ready for the series. And then the reporters went to Bryce Harper. And I want you to hear the reaction and give me your thoughts on what Bryce was really thinking here.
Hey, Gabe talked just a little bit of a couple minutes ago about how he was going to bring in a machine to throw curveballs and maybe even somebody live to throw curveballs during BP and if extra work if people want it. How much does that go into maybe getting this turned around? How important is that kind of stuff?
I mean,
I don't know if that's
I'm sorry. No, I mean, I'm just trying to answer this. For me, I personally don't do that. So, I mean, I think for everybody else, if they want to do that, then, you know, that's on them.
What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think out of frustration, Cap probably said that. But like, he's just reaching for straws to say, we're going to try everything. I think it's basically what he's saying is, I'll do anything. I'll try anything to try and make it better. I really do. I think that's what it was. Maybe that's what he thinks the answer is. I don't know if that is. I mean, the offense has certainly not been good. So you got to do whatever you can, but I don't know. I think it was as much frustration as just throwing ideas out there, what we're going to do and how we're going to prepare. And I mean, he said nobody's going to prepare or work harder, and that's fine. But it's the preparation's got to change, or somehow things have to change. What's the definition of insanity? Is doing the same thing over and over and expect different results. I think, you know, Gabe and I have a difference in philosophy as far as strategy for the game. I think you can play small ball, especially even if you got big thumpers, but they're not thumping. I think you have to try and play small ball, get one run across, and not wait for the big inning all the time when you're struggling. That's just my feeling, and I think that's what you have to do for me. But Gabe's philosophy is the big inning wins ball games, and that's, I'm not dogging him for that. That's his opinion, and I have my opinion. We have different philosophies on that. But I think you have to make adjustments. You have to come off of that at some point when you're not hitting the long ball. You're not scoring runs. You're not out-homering the opponent. You have to change, I think, or try other things in that respect. And I think right now he's throwing everything out there. He's throwing everything against the wall and hoping it sticks and that something works. And I really believe that's why he threw the curveball machine coming out. We need to hit fastballs too. You know, we need to hit everything. We're not hitting anything. So,
Larry, all I can tell you is, you know how much we love you here. You know, you're awesome. You're just awesome. And you're honest with the people. And nobody can ask more than that, Larry. You're awesome. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
The great Larry Anderson.